Good morning here in Israel. We're going to be continuing where we left off last week on Thursday. It's in the 8-volume sets. Hilchas Birchas Horiyah Ubrachas Protius Halacha Hey, and we're actually in middle of paragraph Vav. In the standard 8-volume sets, it would be page 349, or Kufayin Hey, the right-hand column, just about in middle of the column, where the words, the second word on the line begins, V'zeh Iker Kiyum Ho'ilam. That's where we'll continue from. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of this, speaking about a discussion of the importance of friends, of having friends, and how critical it is for people to work together, to be able to blend together, not to conflict with each other. And we covered some very, very important issues related to this, and now we're in the middle of the discussion. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Iker Kiyum Ho'ilam. This is among the most important things that keeps the world going. Ki behechrich sheyeh nitzochein v'shinui deyos. Because there must be a desire on the part of a person to want to win, or to want to exist. And the people must differ in opinions. Ki ein shnei bnei adam shovin v'kanal. Because no two people are exactly alike. Avol tzrichin sheyeh b'neihem hizmazgus v'hachruah l'toiva. However, people have to see to it to blend together, to balance each other, and to see to it to be able to come to the right conclusions together, to be able to make, to compromise in certain instances. Shelo yitnu achizo chas v'shalom l'hora ayin shemapil shikva chas v'shalom, so that we do not allow the ra ayin to operate among us. Ra ayin meaning where people look negatively at each other, and if someone doesn't agree with me completely, I hate that person, I reject that person. I'm looking to get rid of such people who don't agree with me completely. I'm not looking to work with someone like that. So Rav Nosson Zal says we have to see to it not to let that ra ayin have any place within our lives, within ourselves. Shemapil shikva chas v'shalom, because ra ayin places forgetfulness upon a person. That's what gets a person to forget what they're supposed to remember. As we had learned earlier, that zikoroin digdusha is based on toiv ayin. The pasuk says, ule zikoroin bein einecha. That zikoroin is dependent on having the right kind of eyes, looking properly at things. Whereas chas v'shalom, if a person has ra ayin, that leads to the opposite of zikaron, which is shikha. Ki ha'odom tzorich shebechol ma sheroye be'enov yazkir es atzmoy b'Hashem Yizborach al yidei horemozim she'Hashem Yizborach meramez loy bechol dover kanal. Because each and every single one of us has to see to it that every single thing that we see with our eyes should remind us about Hashem, should make us think about Hashem through the hints that Hashem is hinting to us through that particular item. Ubifrat, and especially, kishiroyin es chaveroi, when a Jew sees a close friend of his or hers, sheyechoylin ledaberimoy beferish me'atachlis, a friend who you feel close to enough that you can speak to that person about Hashem, about serving Hashem, about living the right kind of life. Ki bechol eis shepoigen be'ez odom, because Rav Nosson Zal tells us now, any time that a Jew meets another person, befrat b'chaveroi hechovev olav, especially if a Jew meets a close friend, tzrichen takef lahazgir es atzmoy betachles soilam haba, the first thing that has to click in that person's mind is a thought about Hashem, a thought about Olam Haba, a thought about our true eternal future. Because as much as we learned earlier that a Jew, when looking at anything, in life or anything that I encounter throughout the day, I have to be reminded about Hashem and be inspired to thinking about Hashem. That's when it comes to anything, but much, much more so when it comes to another human being with whom I can verbally communicate. There, more so than any other item in creation, it's important for me to realize that by connecting with that person properly, I'll be able to be motivated and inspired to come closer to Hashem, to come closer to my main goal in life, which is Olam Haba. Because from every single item in the world, it's possible for a Jew to be able to hear and understand hints to help bring them closer to Hashem. As the Pasuk says in Iyov, Ki sha'alno behemois v'torcho. Ask the animals and they will teach you. Va'oif hashamayim, speak to the birds, v'yaged loch, and they'll tell you. Oisiach loretz, or speak to the earth, v'torcho, and it'll teach you. V'yisapru lecho degei hayom, and the fish of the sea will tell you, will teach you. Meaning that every single item in creation has a message for me. The message is a manner, an inspiration, a motivation to make me more aware of Hashem, more conscious of Hashem, more conscious of my purpose in life, which is to live the proper kind of life so that I'll get to Olam Haba. And this is why the Torah tells us about King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, Vayidaber al Hu'etzim, he spoke to the trees, Min Hoerez Asher Balvonon, Vad Hoezev Asher Yotze Bakir, from the cedar tree in Lebanon to the moss that comes out of the wall. And it's all the different levels of trees, the tallest, most powerful tree, and the smallest, flimsiest. Vayidaber al Habehema, and he spoke of the animals. Dahainu Shoyamevin Mikulam Remozim Lohovin Mehem Gdulosoi Shal Yotze Bereshis. This teaches us that Shlomo HaMelech was able to understand. Shlomo HaMelech was able to understand from every single item in creation. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas mashakosu b'Shloimoi." This is what the Torah tells us about Shlomo HaMelech. Vayidaber al ho'etzim min ho'erez asher balvonon v'adoezav asher yotze bakir. That Shlomo HaMelech was able to speak with, or to speak about, the cedar trees in Lebanon and the moss that comes out of the walls. Vaidaber al habehemon, he spoke of the animals. Dahainu shoyamevin mikulam remozim lohovin mehem gdulosoi shal yoitza bereshis. The Torah is telling us that Shlomo HaMelech was able to understand from every item in creation, from the animals, from the trees, to be able to receive from them, through them, an understanding of the greatness of Hashem, ulehiskarev al yedei kulam lavodas Hashem yisborach, and to be able to come close to Hashem through the trees, through every item in creation. Avol, however, despite the fact that a person can do this with every item in creation, mivchar kol habriya, the chosen one of everything in creation, Hu Ha'odam, is man. Shegidroi Chai Medaber, who is in the category of Chai Medaber. Shemimenu Yecholin Lohovin Ramozim Yoyser Mikulam. Whereby through man, through a human being, I have the ability to receive a greater understanding of Hashem and a greater consciousness about Hashem than through any other item in creation. Because when it comes to human beings or man, there you're able to see the greatness of Hashem more so than any other item in creation. Obviously, because man is a much higher level of creation. You know, as if we examine the brain, the thinking, or the speech of an animal, and then we examine the brain or the thinking of a human being, lahavdil, you know, you're talking about different worlds, a different level completely, in being able to realize through man the complexity, how complex Hashem is, kavyachol, and how great the greatness of Hashem. V'gam yesh boi deyo v'dibur. Man has the highest level understanding and knowledge of all items in creation, and man has the ability to speak more intelligently than all items in creation. V'yecholin ledaber imoi v'lishmoya mimenu remozim bizgalia ubizkasya yoser mikulam. Therefore, we have the ability to speak to a human being and to listen to the human being and to receive from them hints, to receive from them inspirations regarding Hashem, both in an obvious manner and in a hidden manner, more so than any other item in creation. Avol, however, Rav Nosson Zal says, Lumaze, on the other side, Yesh chisoroin bodom yoser mikulam. There's also a minus regarding man, more so than everything else in creation. Ki machmas shehodom hu bal bechiro hu bal nitzochin beyoser. Because of the fact that man has free choice, and because of the fact that man has the desire for nitzochin, to be victorious, to be on top, to be right, more so than anything else, and therefore it could work out just the opposite, that this person I'm going to be speaking to will turn me away from the truth, will change my mind regarding the truth, because of his evil desire to be right, which doesn't allow him to accept the truth or to be able to stand the truth. Because as we mentioned earlier, when a person has this nature that they have to be right, that type of nature doesn't allow the person to accept, to understand, or accept the truth in many cases. The minute the person perceives that the truth is something different from what they want, then they won't accept it. They won't be able to, they won't hear it. Alkein, therefore, mi shehu bardas, a person who is intelligent, v'chofetz be'emes, and is really seeking the truth, they really want the truth, they want what's really right, tzorich lahaskil al drochov, kishepoigeyam hodom, such a person has to think very carefully when they meet another human being, to be extremely careful to protect myself and to watch out for any type of ra'ayin. Vehoikar hu hoemes, and the most important thing is the truth. Sheyeh chozok bohoemes betachlis, for a person to be really, really honest, 100% honest. V'afal pikein, yimtso gam b'chaveiro inekudas toivus. And even if I am honest, and even if I am really committed to the truth, to the true path, etc., still, I should have the ability to find in someone else good points, v'yeh havoisen, to be able to like that person, even if they're not exactly the same as me. And if a person has that kind of attitude, then they'll be able to listen to and receive messages regarding coming close to Hashem from any person in the world. And this is the reason why a person, a Jew, makes a bracha shechianu when they see a close friend whom they haven't seen in a period of time, a period of 30 days. Ki ze ikar hakiyum v'achiyuz shel kol advorim, because this is the main thing that keeps things alive in the world. U'bifrat shel hodom, and the main thing that keeps a person alive, kisheyesh avo v'sholem, when there's love and peace, shehi b'chinas his mazgus ha'yisoides karoi, which represents the basic elements of the world blending together and working together properly, shaydeze ikar chius v'kiyum hoylam, that's what keeps the world alive, that's what sustains the world, v'ze b'chinas shechiyonu V'kiyamonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. This is why the bracha has each one of these words. Zeremez l'gimel b'chinoi sanal shal yodom shleimus hazikoron shubchines horomozimanal. The three terms that are used in the bracha, shechiyonu, v'kiyamonu, v'higiyonu, correspond to the three categories that we spoke about earlier, through which a person is able to receive the full level of consciousness about Hashem. You know, to be able to realize all the hints, the messages that Hashem is sending them, and connect with them properly. Shehein bechinas odom u'mokoim u'zman. The three categories are man, and place, and time. Shehechiyonu zebechinas odom shegidroi chay medaber. The word shechiyonu represents man, who is in the category of chay medaber. That's Hechiyonu. V'hu ikra chiyus shel kol olam. And man is the most important living thing of the entire world. K'mon shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, V'yihi ha'odom lenefesh chaya. That when Hashem created Odom Arishon, he became a living organism. So we see that man is called chaya, alive, chay. Shehechiyonu. Ukama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi Kodesh explains over there, Af Behema Vachaya Nikra Nefesh Chai. We know that animals, domesticated and non-domesticated animals, are also referred to as Nefesh Chaya. Arzu Shelodom Chaya Shebekulam. However, the life that's inside of man, that level of life is the one that's considered more alive than anything else in creation. Shenitoisav Boidea Vedibur. Because man has an additional level of das and dibur than anything else in creation. And we have the ability to be able to understand messages, to receive consciousness about Hashem from man more so than anything else in creation. And we know that that's the real purpose for which everything was created. Everything was created so that man should become really conscious of Hashem. That's why man is the most prevalent one that's given this title Nefesh Chaya. Because man is the essence of life of the entire world. Therefore, the word shehechiyonu in the bracha alludes to the connection to man. V'kiyemonu merames al hamokoyim. The word v'kiyemonu alludes to place. Shehu hakiyum she'olav hakol ha'imdem ha'meskayimim. Place is what's mekayem everything in the world, is what upholds. V'higiyonu lazman hazeh. Zebchinas hazman, and the last item in the pasuk where it says vehigiyonu lazman hazeh, and we arrived at this time. That's obviously zman. Veze klal birchas shechiyonu al kol davar shemavorchan Hashem izbarach shechiyonu vekimonu ba'olam ad oisei hazman hazeh. And this is the meaning behind this bracha of shechiyonu, whereby we make this bracha to Hashem regarding the fact that Hashem created something. And it's in the world till now. Shaydeze yuchal adayin lohovin oremozim. And that's what makes it possible for me, via that item, to receive messages that make me conscious of Hashem. Uleskariv l'Hashem Yisbarach, and to come close to Hashem. Kifi hodom v'amokoim v'azman. Depending on which person I come into contact with, depending on what place I happen to be in, and depending on what the timing is. Sure, I made boyata, the timing at this moment. Ki rak ze ikar hachius v'hasimcha shemavorchan alav. Because this is the true life and the true joy that we make a bracha about. Ki chutz mizeh hakol hovel. Because other than this, everything else is nonsense. Meaning again that our main goal in life in this world is to achieve greater and greater degrees of consciousness about Hashem. And to be connecting with everything in this world and using it as an inspiration and a motivation to come closer to Hashem. Every single thing in this world. Rabbeinu Zal told us in Likutei Moran that there are basically three categories where this is taking place. It's taking place, number one, with every level in creation. It's taking place when I come into contact with inanimate objects. It's taking place when I come into contact with plants. It's taking place when I come into animals. And it's taking place most powerfully and most effectively when I come into contact with other human beings, especially Jews, especially if it's someone close to me. That's where I'm able to make a connection that gives me the greatest consciousness of Hashem and gives me the most inspiration and motivation to want to come close to Hashem. In addition to that, this takes place everywhere in the world, everywhere, but there are different levels. Chutz Loretz is different from Eretz Yisrael. The type of consciousness that a person can have about Hashem and receive inspiration and motivation from the place that they're in to want to come close to Hashem, obviously Eretz Yisrael is stronger than Chutz Loretz. Yerushalayim is stronger than outside of Yerushalayim. The Harabayis, the Mokoy Mikdash, that's the strongest. And on the third level, in terms of timing is also very important. The type of consciousness that I have about Hashem and inspiration and motivation and the ability and the opportunity to come close to Hashem, there are certain times that are better, there are certain times that are worse. The Torah tells us, Dirshu es Hashem behimotsoi kirouhu b'yosei koroiv. Seek out Hashem when He's close, when He's available. There are certain times that Hashem is more available, less available, closer, further. And during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Hashem is closest to us. On Shabbosim and on holidays, Hashem is closest to us. At Chatzos Laila, at midnight, Hashem is super closest to us. At Neitz HaChama, there's a certain super Eis Ratzon at that time. At Shabbos, at Mincha time, is also the ultimate time of the entire week when Hashem is closest to us. So Rav Nosson Zal pointed out that this bracha Shechionu that we make, either on a new fruit, on new items in the world, and especially when a person comes into contact, makes a new connection with a person, a close friend, because this bracha Shechianu reflects what our main chiyus and simcha in life is from. Our main chiyus and simcha is from being close to Hashem. Anochi esmach b'Hashem. That's what I'm happy about. Hashem is called Elokim Chaim, Divrei Elokim Chaim. My chiyus and my simcha comes from Hashem. And whatever gives me the ability to connect Hashem or to improve my consciousness about Hashem, that's where I make that bracha Shechianu. Regarding the question of why is midnight a time when Hashem is close to us, we've spoken about this in the past and we'll be speaking about it in the future. There's a tremendous amount written about what takes place in heaven at midnight, how the first half of the night is a time of judgment, of harshness, whereas the second half of the night, especially starting at midnight, and the first 2 hours after that, is a time when the kindness of Hashem for the new day is being activated and developed, and therefore that's one of the holiest. Somebody wrote a book recently and called it the sweetest hour. That's the ultimate time of the day, usually, when a person can connect Hashem best in terms of praying and learning, etc. Paragraph Zion. V'zeh b'chinas habrocha boruch chocham horozim kisheroyim shishim riboy miYisrael. Now we could also understand the special blessing that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us a Jew makes when they see a gathering of 600,000 Jews assembled together. Ki kol ma shemizkaptzem yoyser bnei odom, yecholin lohavim mehem rozen uremozim yoyser, shu b'chinas zikaron hanal. Because obviously, the more people that are assembled in a place, the more I have the ability to connect to Hashem more powerfully, to receive these messages regarding my consciousness about Hashem more so. V'zeh b'chinas boruch chacham horozim. We're blessing Hashem al horozim regarding the secrets, v'horamozim and the hints, shemarames al yodam, which Hashem delivers to us through those people, via the large assembly of people that's there, those 600,000 Jews. As the Gemara explains regarding this, lefi she'ein daitoi shelodom shov lechaveri. Because again, as we mentioned earlier, no two people think alike. So therefore, from person A, I can receive a certain flavor of connection to Hashem. From person B, I receive a different flavor. This one is vanilla, this one's cherry vanilla, this one is mint, this one is chocolate chip. From each and every one, I'm receiving something different, a different channel, a different way of connecting to Hashem. Ayin Sham Bebruchas, Perikoroya. Look in the Gemara in Bruchas, the last chapter, Perikoroya, where this Brucha is discussed. Baruch Chacham Arozim. Ukemoi Shamru Sham, as the Gemara tells us there, Benazai, Roa Uchlasa Baharabais. Benazai, who was one of the rabbis of the Gemara, when he saw a large assembly of Jews on the Har HaBayis in Yerushalayim, Omar, he would say, Boruch Chacham Horozim, uBoruch Shebora Kol Eilu Lisham Sheni. Blessed is Hashem, who is the wise one with all secrets, and blessed are they for having served me. Obviously, Benazai wasn't referring to these people serving him on a physical level. Obviously, his main thought was that these people are serving my purpose. They're serving my purpose that via them, I'm able to serve Hashem better. Because both on a physical level and certainly on a spiritual level, they help me. Because on a physical level, they prepare food for me, they prepare clothes for me. This one plants, this one is a farmer, he's planting. This one has a factory, you know, that sews clothing. As the Gemara says there, Kamo yegiois yoga. How much incredible effort did Adam HaRishon have to go through before he was able to have bread to eat? How many processes? How many, you know? Vani, whereas I might say kol elu misukonim fanai. I go out in the street and I walk into one store. I buy bread. Which kind? 10 different flavors: pumpernickel, rye, whole wheat. And I walk into another store, I pick any kind of clothes I want. Summer clothes, winter clothes, colorful, white, black. And this is all what makes it possible for me to be involved in serving Hashem, because everything is there, everything is prepared for me. And so too on a spiritual level, the fact that through each one of these people, I'm able to receive messages, I'm able to receive secrets and hints to inspire me to come close to Hashem. Shezehu birchas chacham horozim. Rav Nosson says this is the concept behind this bracha, Boruch chacham horozim. Now, paragraph ches. U'bishvil ze tzrichin leishtadel ma'oid ma'oid leskarev anshei emes. And this is why it's so extremely important for a Jew to make every effort in the world to come close to true, sincere Jews. Shekiblu drochem yeshorem v'amitiyim mitzadik emes, who have been privileged to be given guidance and to be shown the true path of life from real tzadikim. Ki atzadik hu emes hu hanatzchon hu amiti. Because the ultimate victor in the world, the most successful person in the world, is the tzaddik u'emes, the true tzaddik. Ki zocho lenatzeach es hayetzahara betachlis, because he's the one who has succeeded in overcoming his evil inclination to the highest degree. Ad shelo nishar bo midilei klum, to the point where he has rid himself completely from every last vestige of Yetzirah. He's eliminated all the evil, all the bad from within himself on every level. Because the true tzaddik is the one who, as he's living life in this physical world, he's able to close his eyes, he's able to look away from all the distractions, all the foolishness, all the seductions of the Yetzer Hara. V'alkein lo yehoyo lehora ayin shum achiza boi klal. And because of that, because he keeps his eyes so pure, he's able not to look at whatever a person is not supposed to look at in this world. Because of that, the ra ayin, the evil eye, has no effect on him whatsoever. V'alkein be'emes zochel zlezikorei niflo. And it's for this reason that a true tzaddik like this is zochel to the most incredible type of memory, to be able to remember incredible details. Ukemuvon b'maisa shelo iver ayin sham, as we know is discussed in one of the 13 stories of Rabbi Nachman. Ukemuvon b'maisa shelo iver ayin sham, as we see in the story in Rabbeinu Zal Sefer Sipurei Maisius, the last story regarding the seven betlers, the seven beggars, of which the first one discussed there was the blind betler. Rab Nosson Zal says now, Ki al pi ha-toira hazois muvon ma'at, ma shekosa sham, shezeh ho-iver, shelehoi lo shum istaklus bezeh ho-ilam, hoi lo zikori niflo yoyser mikulam. Hainu kanal, vahovein heitev. Rab Nosson Zal says that based on the chapter in Likutei Moran that we're discussing here, which is chapter 54 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is what this discussion has been based on, from that chapter in Likutei Moran, we can understand very, very well the concept in that story in Sipurei Maisius, where Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the one who had the ability not to look at all the distractions of this physical world, he was the one who achieved the highest level ability to remember furthest back. V'alkein al yodo yecholin lizkois lezikornanal. And therefore, it's through that tzaddik, that betler, the blind betler, it's through him that we have the ability, a Jew has the ability, to receive the greatest degree of zikorin digdusha. La'ad b'komach shaftei bal madosi tomed. Meaning, to be able to bind my thoughts, to attach my thoughts to Olam Haba at all times. Because of the fact that this tzaddik has achieved the greatest degree of purity of the eyes in being able not to look at what a person is not supposed to look at in this world and not be distracted from his goal, from the real goal, which is connecting with Hashem, consciousness of Hashem. Therefore, through him, through this tzaddik, each and every one of us has the ability to connect best with Hashem. V'alkein b'chol pam sheyesh kibbutz yoiser etzel horav emes, and this will also explain why, whenever there is a larger gathering by the tzaddik of people coming to the tzaddik, toiv yoiser lov oyozelov, that's the most important time for us to come to the tzaddik. Ki kol ma shem iskapsam bnei Yisrael b'yoiser, because whenever you have a larger gathering of Jews, Bifrat anshei emes, especially if you're talking about real sincere Jews, haboim l'shem shamayim, who are coming with pure intentions, lishmoya divrei Hashem, to hear the word of Hashem, kol ma shehem yoiser, yichayin loz lahaskir esatzme b'yoiser, batachlis, ulohavim b'chines haramozim b'yoiser, v'lo shvay dezel Hashem yizborach. The more that there are, the more people that there are, it gives us the ability to reach a higher degree of consciousness regarding what our goal in life is, regarding Olam Haba, regarding coming close to Hashem, and to be able to understand the hints, the messages that Hashem is sending to us more so, and thereby return to Hashem, do a better tshuva. Obviously, the fact that this shiur is being given a few days before Rosh Hashanah, this paragraph gives us an incredibly important message that when we talk about a person going to the tzaddik, Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing here that any time a person goes to the tzaddik, because of the fact that the tzaddik is the person who has the highest level zikor in digdusha, and he's the person who's most powerfully attached to the tachlis, then by coming to him, a person is given that also. But Rav Nosson Zal says there's no comparison to coming to him at a regular time, at a time when there are few people gathered to the tzaddik, were coming to the tzaddik at the time that there's thousands of people who are gathering to the tzaddik with sincerity, and their purpose is to be able to improve their closeness to Hashem. When that the larger a gathering that there is, the more any person that comes to that gathering receives a better connection to Hashem and a better opportunity for tshuva, etc., etc. Paragraph tes. V'alkein tzrichin lodas sheyokor mo'oid mo'oid b'enei Hashem yizborach kol nitzochin kol shu shel odom shehu l'shem shamayim b'emes. And therefore it's important for us to know that it's extremely, extremely precious to Hashem any time that a sincere Jew has a success, is successful, where the goal of that Jew is to serve Hashem. His real, real purpose in life is to please Hashem and serve Hashem. Ki kol uvta bialma v'utnua kala sheha'odam izgaper b'shvil lahagia b'rtsoina yisporach. Kegoin shenischazik lespalo bekavono bekoyach, oy leshabrei zemido, ulesrachik esatzma meize taivok yoytze baze, because every single action that a person does, not just every action, but even the slightest movement that a person makes to try to fulfill what Hashem wants, meaning, for instance, to try to daven with more kavona and to try to daven with more koyach, or to try to eliminate one of my bad character traits. We said, for instance, to try to daven with more kavona or more power, or to break or destroy a bad characteristic inside myself, or to distance myself from some type of a wrong type of desire. Ma kolshkein v'kolshkein, especially, kishemezgaber lenatzeach hamoinim, when a person strengthens themselves to overcome all the obstacles, umezgaber lekarev esatzmoy lerebi emes, and he does everything in his power, everything necessary to come close to the true rabbi, to the true tzaddik, shebozeh toli kol chiyusoy lonetzach, upon which is dependent my whole spiritual future and future and spiritual success, kol tnua utnua shoisebose, every movement that a person makes towards this goal, hi yokor ma'oid ma'oid ben Hashem yisborach, is extremely, extremely precious to Hashem. Ki tekev kishoise eze uvdo tnua bi'alma b'shvil retzoni yisborach, because the moment that a Jew does any slight action or makes the slightest move to do something that Hashem wants, takeif humanatseach harbe nitzochein amiti v'nitzchi, immediately that person has achieved real eternal success. Ki rak ze ikar hanitzochein amiti, because this is what's called true success. Ki ze hanitzochein yishor kaim lonetzach, because this type of success will remain permanently. Ki leis reuso tavodis avid, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us there's no such thing as a good desire even on the part of a person that goes lost, that's forgotten or lost. But rather, Hashem documents it, and Hashem considers it extremely precious any time a Jew gets up the a desire, even just a desire to want to improve, to want to be better, to want to come closer to Hashem. V'zeh shekosav admor zal bekama mekoymes binyan zeh, and Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in several places in his teachings. Kemo shekosav al posuk besoy gavov ato teshabchem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, on one of the sentences in Tehillim, where it talks about the waves of the ocean lifting themselves up and Hashem calming them back down. Shekol ma she'odam mitchazek lenasei esatzmoy l'Hashem yizborach beizeh tnua bi'alma, that any time that a Jew gets up the impetus and the inspiration and the motivation to lift himself up towards Hashem, with any, even with the slightest movement, Ihu shvocho delay. That person is Hashem's pride and joy, v'yikora delay, and that person is extremely special to Hashem. V'chein mashikosav binyan amachshavos, and so too what Rabbeinu Zal writes regarding thoughts. Sheyokor be'inav yizborach moed kishemenatzchen hachayos tohoyros imachayos tmeyos. That just as in the olden days there were kings who used to love to watch two animals being pitted against each other and battling it out, so too Kaviyochel Hashem enjoys watching a human being who has good thoughts and bad thoughts going through their mind, and the good battling the bad to try to overcome it. We're referring here specifically to the battle that a person undertakes to try to overcome their bad thoughts, thoughts that are coming from bad places. Referring specifically to the battle that a person has to try to overcome their bad thoughts. Because the moment that a person tries to overcome their evil inclination, that person is immediately achieving a success of holiness. Because that tiny success will remain permanently, forever and ever. And therefore, when a person wants to travel to the true rabbi, to the true tzaddik, afal pi she'acharkach mezgabra yetzahora chodesh godel yoser, kama shekos b'mokachar, even though Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likut Imran that there are times when a person wants to come close, when a person sets out on a trip to come close to the tzaddik, and when they start the trip, they're very inspired and motivated, and they're turned on, they're really excited, and then when they get there, suddenly the excitement fades away. They lose the excitement, they lose it, and Rabbeinu Zal explains the reason why that happens is because the moment a person made that trip, they're already on a new level, a brand new level, and therefore there's a new Yetzer Hara, a new evil inclination that's coming out to meet them and to try to push them back down, and they have to refresh themselves, rejuvenate themselves. So Rabbeinu Zal says, even if the person falls, still, afal pikein kvar notzach harbe tekev kshehischel insoya. The person has already achieved major success the moment they started the trip of coming close to the tzaddik. Ki kol tnuah shel nitzochin degdusha yishur lo netzach. Because every move that a person makes, even a slight move, in the path of trying to have a victory of holiness, that move remains permanently and indelibly inscribed. Ki ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. Because Hashem is above everything else, and Hashem eventually will come out on top in a manner that will be obvious to all peoples of the world. We'll hold it here for now. If there are any questions or comments, we'll open the floor for that. Elsie, regarding your question, midnight is not the time, it's when night begins that the evil spirits come out. And throughout the first half of the night, from midnight and on, is a time when things are reversed, and when the kindness starts shining forth, and Hashem's light starts glowing, and it continues through the morning. I'm sorry. regarding Elsie's question, it's the first half of the night when the evil spirits come out, and that's a time of judgment and justice. The moment of midnight is the moment when things get turned around completely, and there's a tremendous awakening of Hashem's kindness that continues throughout that second half of the night and shines brightly in the morning hours. It's not literally from 9 to 12. The way we define nighttime is from when three medium-sized stars can be seen. Depending on what part of the world a person is in Israel, that's generally about 20 minutes after sunset. In the United States, it's about an hour after sunset, depending on where the person is. And we consider midnight 6 hours on the clock from when night begins. That's the midnight, that's this spiritual midnight when things start turning around in favor of kindness. The midnight we're referring to here is something that's on a spiritual level, you know, which is when certain changes take place in heaven. Correct, 6 clock hours, I mean. No, it's 6 times 60 minutes after when nighttime begins, official nighttime, which is when 3 medium-sized stars can be seen in the heavens. Shekhyanu is a beautiful bracha. This Elsie.